Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome back to Going in Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Available wherever podcasts can be found, and of course, taped live at the Twitch, twitch.tv/Steve and Larson. Quick reminder, today at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be doing some Going in Raw math on Dave Bautista. On the Numbers Don't Lie, it's a Friendo Club TV exclusive, patreon.com/Steven Larson. $5 a month gets you all of our bonus content, and it allows you to vote on the Numbers Don't Lie math.
Correct.
So that should be a lot of fun a little bit later on in the day. Tomorrow we've got some Grand Theft Auto 5. You want to watch us or participate in that? You can also do that through our bonus episodes. Through that Patreon tier, or if you give us a Twitch sub, or I mean, if you give us a Twitch sub, or if you become a channel member on the YouTube. Speaking of all that, another benefit for being on the Patreon for $5 a month, if you want to listen to Going in Raw ad-free and get a bunch of bonus content, $5 a month at the Patreon, we'll get you there. You can import your RSS feed into whatever podcast app you use that isn't called Spotify, because I don't think they let you do that.
Yes.
Or if you want to just pay $3 a month and you want ad-free audio, if you're listening to this in the audio realm, go to goinginraw.supercast.tech. There's a link in the description if you're interested. If you're tired of listening to ads on the show, I understand. Sometimes you want things ad-free. Well, we have your option to do that. Anyways, indeed. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff today. First up, do us a favor. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. Larson, what's in the news?
Oh, wow. So, of course, Adam Cole recently signed with AEW, All Elite Wrestling, showed up at All Out. Prior to that, though, we had heard reports, and I think he commented on those reports during his post-All Out media scrum, that he had met with Vince McMahon, one would guess, discussed ideas about what he could do on the main roster. Thanks to the Wrestling Observer himself, we finally have an idea of what at least one of those ideas was. Had, you know, what may very well could have been implemented had Adam Cole re-signed with the company. And at least this idea is, it's not very good. So this is what Meltzer said. One of the ideas pitched for Cole, I don't believe it said whether it was actually pitched to Cole, was for Adam Cole Bebe to become Keith Lee's manager, with Meltzer noting that it was either a Vince or Bruce Pritchard idea. Meltzer added the concept of the pitch was similar to the dynamic between Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush, where Adam Cole would be on the mic, you know, talking a bunch of trash and then hide behind the larger Keith Lee, you know, if things got physical. And then Meltzer also noted that it was likely that Cole would have to change his name because Michael Cole.
So we had always joked about him having to change his name because of Michael Cole. That's stupid. It's always been a stupid policy.
Yes.
People aren't that dumb, but they think we are. I mean, you got two cages. two pages in AEW, and guess what? I can tell the difference between all of them. It's miraculous because, you know, I've got half a brain cell. As far as the manager thing, I can't, there's one good takeaway there. They probably think pretty highly of Keith Lee whenever he's completely and totally ready to come back.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Keith Lee's a good talker.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know,
Adam Cole's a good talker too, but he's also a phenomenal wrestler.
I'd say it was all positive.
You're trying to find the positive in something that is, look, that is, man, by and large, there's not a lot of positive to be gleaned from it. We try to keep things positive here and Going in Raw, and I appreciate that you're trying to find something positive. This is a terrible idea. It's a terrible idea.
Bruce.
Yes.
Who booked this shit?
Terrible idea.
He's an attraction. Awful. Yeah, awful. It's a terrible idea. It's a, you don't get a guy who had was arguably and not arguably to us wrestler of the year 2019, a workhorse. It's funny because David Bixenspan tweeted something like, "Why are people surprised by this? There's a long history of this." And he names Leo Rush. He names Piper. But according, and I'm not a historian, according to Wikipedia, the only reason Piper ever managed was because he was injured. And so they used him because he was a great talker. But then when he was fine to wrestle, he was a wrestler. Mentions a couple other names. I mean, look, WWE will use wrestlers for the referees. Sometimes they'll come in, they'll bring in, like, Thunder Rosa audition. They asked her if she wanted to be a referee. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they generally use wrestlers for, like, all their positions because, as you know, even Heenan was a wrestler at one point. Because wrestlers oftentimes have to take bumps. They have to get involved in the action sometimes, and so you're going to do that. You don't take what is ridiculous about this is that it was reported also that they were going to offer him ridiculous money, something like $1 million, which I don't know if that was over several years or per year. I don't know. I mean, if you're getting ridiculous with it, it'd be per year. Ridiculous money to be a manager, that's stupid. It's stupid to do that. This guy is just an absolute marvelous wrestler in his prime. He is a great talker, but, you know, that just helps him as the overall package of being great wrestler. This is beyond stupid. I mean, that's why when we sort of first heard about this a couple of days ago, I was like, the original outlet reporting it has like a spotty track record and we don't even say their name here. And I was like, take that with a grain of salt.
Totally.
Because they're not going to pay $1 million to a guy just to be a manager.
Exactly. I'll say this. Meltzer's gotten stuff wrong too.
Yeah.
I'll say this is, but Meltzer's had some pretty huge whiffs in the past. You know, the whole Seth meeting thing, which never happened.
That's the big one that I can think of. I know there's been some others, but that sort of, by and large, he has a decent track record. And if he's sort of confirming this as having been reported by somebody else, that adds a little bit to it.
But I'm just saying, if you read this and you think this is too ridiculous to believe, I can understand why.
It's not out of the realm of possibility that it is too ridiculous to believe. Yes. And it could be, it could be also out of context. This could be one idea out of 15 that, you know, it's just, hey, what do you guys got for me? Well, he's a great talker. What if we use him as a manager? Okay.
And it could be a situation where they use him as a manager with Keith Lee and that eventually leads to him wrestling, you know? Just because he gets called up to be manager of Keith Lee doesn't mean he's going to be a manager of WWE for the duration of his career there, you know?
Boy, oh boy. If you want to see the internet shit all over something, though, they should have done this. Because it would have been a whole new level of shitting on WWE from the internet. Whole new level.
Yes.
Yeah.
Regardless, if someone at WWE had the idea, whether it's Vince or Bruce, to bring up Adam Cole to be a manager, especially for someone who doesn't need a manager, terrible idea. You bring up Adam Cole, you establish him. You do something with Keith Lee, you let him talk because he's a really good talker in his own right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, I will say this, though. I'll just throw this out there. If they would have done this in a wrestling pairing of Adam Cole and Keith Lee, if handled properly, could have been pretty badass. You know, if it was a situation where he debuts as Adam Cole, by the way, his name or his stage name that we all know him by, not what would his name have been?
Someone here in chat said Cole Adams.
Okay, good. Cole Adams, right?
Yeah.
Which I can just feel heads exploding when that Tron, when the thing comes up, it says Cole Adams, right?
Yeah.
But let's say it's Adam Cole and he wrestles and him and Keith Lee find a common opponent of some sort, like Sheamus, for example. And then they end up having to be on the same page and they form a partnership and a tag team. That could have been pretty cool because then you get to see, to hear both of them talk, and they have some banter and a friendship and they both seem like awesome people. Who wouldn't want to see that? But in the WWE, it'd be terrible and be awful. So no, that would never work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just Adam. Just Adam.
Just Adam.
Yeah. Adam. Up and Adam.
Adam.
Adam Boom.
Ha!
That's perfect.
Adam
Winston
Boom.
Says Adam Boom. That's awesome.
Oh, speaking of Adam Cole, of course, he's in AEW now. He debuted at All Out. We had the post All Out Dynamite just last night. Rating numbers are in courtesy of WrestleNomics' Brandon Thurston. Pretty huge.
Gee,
pretty huge.
Whiz.
So the episode was watched by an average of a little more than 1.3 million people. It's the second highest number ever for the show behind its premiere, I believe, and garnered 681,000 viewers in the all-important 18 to 49 demo. That's a 0.53, besting Raw's average demo viewership of 678,000.
So
they beat Raw on the demo.
For some context, they added, what was the viewership? I'm sorry, what was that number?
1.3, a little bit more than 1.3 million.
Okay, so they added around 250,000, over 250,000, because last week it was 1.047. So they added about 250,000. That's a pretty big gain right there.
They were number one. Wow. That third hour. Oh, sorry. Never mind. So they don't break it down by hours. So it's 0.52, it says here on Showbuzz Daily, but they were number one on cable for the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty huge.
That's pretty awesome, man.
Let me check on Raw's, because they break it down by hours. You have to do it, you know, the average of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
I know
eventually
1 hour is 0.54.
At some point, I know Brandon Thurston has like quarter hour breakdowns.
So they were both about 0.52. So yeah, I mean the difference was about 3,000 viewers. So
mm-hmm. Okay, yeah,
I guess effectively a tie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's obviously tons of enthusiasm coming out of All Out. It's funny reading the a lot of people. Taking us to task in our comments on YouTube yesterday. I felt like that what we levied was some honest criticism, but a lot of people were just really loving last night's show, which I think is great. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
But you know, like us, it's more fun to, you know, critique things and pick them apart and put them back together. I like the passion. I like the passion, Larson.
Totally. Totally.
You know what Dynamite is? It's an attraction. Anyways, another attraction, Sami Zayn. We've been speculating for ages and ages what his contract situation would be like, because we heard a little while ago that his contract could be up with the WWE this fall. Well, now they're renting the fall. We're like, hey, when are you going to show up in AEW, Generico? A couple of days ago, Fightful Select, go subscribe to Fightful Select. They're great.
They
reported that Kevin Owens' WWE contract was set to expire in early 2022, and now got some details on Kevin Owens' best friend, some would say client, because there was always the joke that Kevin Owens was like Sami Zayn's agent, his manager behind the scenes. Sami Zayn. So while it was generally believed that Zayn's deal was up this fall, that's apparently not the situation. Fightful states that their sources within WWE told them that Zayn's deal was, quote, not up in the fall.
Yeah, not up in the fall.
So no additional details.
Nothing.
Don't know if it means end of the year, end of next year, end of the year after that. Who knows? Maybe some of the restructuring included a 10-year extension for old Sami Zayn.
They took time off Kevin Owens' deal. Added time.
They put it, yeah.
The Sami Zayn deal.
Take some,
who knows?
Sami, do you want some of my time? Sure.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? I guess it's kind of back to square one in terms of whether we know anything about Sami Zayn's contract status.
Yeah, I mean, I was 2 for 3 in my predictions for the year. I thought Generico could have shown up at AEW. Hey, I got Punk and Daniel Bryan right, so good
there
for
you
me.
Go.
Good for me.
Good for you.
Good for gaming fans, too.
God, that was a segue I was going to use, too.
GM mode is back, baby! So well, probably fans have been asking for GM mode to return to WWE games for a while now, Larson. And it appears it might actually be happening. Michael Straw of Sports Gamer Online is reporting that, quote, sources have told me that GM mode has long been a desire of the development team in addition to the fan base. With the game taking a year off in 2020, it allowed the team to perfect. Oh, sorry, no. It allowed the team the perfect opportunity to bring it back into the mix. It was a top priority, one source said. The fans clearly wanted it, and the team knew that they had the ammo to get it approved and in the game.
So Straw continues, quote, the mode within WWE 2K22 has been tested by multiple people with feedback received consistently. According to one person, is aiming to be deeper than anything fans could have expected from a return like this. Quote, it's going to become the most played mode in the game. I can say that with certainty. Sports Gamer Online was told. Another source went even further. The mode will sell this game. They got to market it. Well, then, if that's to be the case.
All right, man, listen, I got a proposal for you.
All right.
You know how we retired your Going in Raw Cup?
Uh-huh.
Let's bring it back for GM mode.
All right. I still want my pizzas, though.
You still get your pizzas.
All right. We'll come up with another prize for that. Maybe a third piece, but outside
the
other pieces.
It's the cup. It's just the cup. The cup is the prize. Cup. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. I mean, pizza's good, too, you know.
Yeah, this would be fun. This would be cool. I mean, if they add a bunch of really cool, smooth online features to it, like, mm-hmm. You know, I can sit here at my house, you can sit here at your house, and we could do it. I think that sounds pretty awesome. That sounds great. We did it before in SmackDown versus Raw, and like we both got bored with it. But I think if it's more of a passive thing where we don't have to sit there and try to act like we're excited about it, I think it could be fun. And then put it up as a series. It
sounds like great content for everybody to enjoy.
People seem to like it, though, you know. And I think if we get into it, maybe I wonder if you could add a third brand. We bring the Enforcer into it.
That'd be fun. You have NXT involved. What if you can rebrand?
Can you rebrand your shows?
Fun Wrestling, W, Steve W, and whatever Enforcer wants to name his promotion.
That would be so flipping cool. That would be rad. I'd be so into that. Bring back Bad Wrestling. It's like, wait, you're not doing WCW? Bad Wrestling.
Bad, rad, mad wrestling.
Yeah, exactly.
Great ideas.
I think that's great. I think that's really cool. You know what, man? They have had an extra year. Hopefully, here's the bottom line. Hopefully, the base level gameplay, I don't care about graphics. I just want a game that's fun and smooth and has a proper collision physics. And I can get online.
Good customization options.
And I can get online and great customization options. And I can get online and I can play with my friend. And it won't be a maddening, frustrating experience where you hit a button and 3 seconds later he throws a punch.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I care about.
Yep, agreed. Let's talk NXT UK. We watched it today with friends at a watch-along, live reaction stream.
Yeah,
fun episode. A bit short for us because they replayed the Walter Ilya Dragunov bout from TakeOver 36, which is fantastic. They replayed that with some commentary from Ilya. We've seen the match, so we just watched the new stuff. Be interested to see Ilya's take, though, at some juncture.
I would like this. It would have been a lot... But they were never going to do this, but he's firmly in character. So he has to talk, you know, and as if this stuff, you know, I like to know like the real story, you know, like,
exactly.
Oh yeah. No, we went over this finish and it was great and blah, blah, blah. And this is, or even like the match being the story of Ilya during the match, you know, mm-hmm. like this is what I was going for. And these are the emotions I was looking at. But yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's whatever. Ilya's great. I love him. He's awesome.
He is. First bout was a Heritage Cup contender tournament match between Wolfgang and Sam Gradwell.
Mm-hmm.
Before the match, Gradwell cut a promo on Wolfgang. What do you call him again?
Deep fried yogurt. Deep fried yogurt.
Uh-huh.
Sam Gradwell's my favorite. He should talk about going to Maine. I'd like to see him as a mouthpiece for Keith Lee. And Keith Lee would just get so confused. You know, he's like running down Sheamus, you deep fried yogurt. And Keith is like, what? Did you just call him a yogurt? What does that mean?
Doesn't make any sense.
What does that mean?
Don't understand it. Anyways, Wolfgang won this match. Gradwell got the first fall in round three, and then Wolfgang picked up a fall in round four, and another in round five after Spear. He wins. He advances. He's taking on Teoman next, right?
Teoman, yeah. He takes on Teoman on the other side of the bracket. You got two bad guys. You got Noam Dar and that dafty Kenny Williams. Noam Dar apparently is being stripped of that ICW championship.
Yes, ICW, yeah.
And they're going to do like a tournament. Mm-hmm. Who's your early pick to come out of that tournament?
Don't know who's in it.
No clue. Who's an ICW? Wouldn't mind getting back into it.
Yeah. Sid Scala had a promo next. He's very upset. He's got crisis.
This is my second favorite moment in NXT UK because he was so sad. I thought that he was going to say Blair Davenport hurt me so bad last week that I have to quit. But no, he said that because of what she did to him the week prior, she suspended. And I'm like, man, all she did was Lord's work, was, you know, bust your neck, slimy Sid.
After that, we had a Kenny Williams, Noam Dar video package hyping up their match. I believe it was next week. This next bit was pretty great. So Gallus is celebrating backstage, favorite Wolfgang's part. Win. They're being loud. Jordan Devlin steps out of his locker room. He just got a massage.
Yeah.
And he gets on them about being upset. And then so Mark Coffey and Wolfgang kind of walk ahead. Joe Coffey remains. And Devlin says, yeah, they just worked on my neck. Maybe if you come in, they'll work on your ego.
Yeah.
And then Coffey steps to him. And Devlin's like, whoa, take it easy. I'm wearing a house coat. He's got a robe on.
Yeah. He's like, dude, you're going to talk shit. But then you're going to say, whoa, take it easy. I've got my house coat on. Oh, yeah. That's the worst.
So what does Coffey do?
he jabs him in the throat.
No, he like mad dogs him.
Oh, did he? Okay.
And then Devlin flinches and starts selling his neck.
Oh, like that's what neck. It was, because I saw him do this, and I was like, did he just whack him on the neck? Okay.
No, he just does that.
That's good stuff. I was cracking up so much at Devlin saying, whoa, take it easy. I'm wearing a house coat that I doubled over. Yeah, that was good stuff. So I'm looking forward to seeing. I want to see more segments like this before their match, though. Because number one, that's going to be a good match. These two guys are great wrestlers. Yeah, that was awesome. He was like super like tanning lotioned up too. Wasn't even like a good even spray tan. Like Devlin was all like blotchy tanned. It was great. Anyways, after that we had Ashton Smith, Oliver Carter, and Saxon Huxley, the odd man here in this group, versus Larson's favorite faction today, led by his favorite wrestler. A lot of you don't know this, and please tweet at him your favorite gifts and pictures of Eddie Dennis, because Larson loves Eddie Dennis. Edward Dennis is his favorite wrestler. Tweet at Joy of Bearding as much Eddie Dennis as you possibly
can. It's a really good way to get yourself muted or blocked by me on Twitter.
So these guys Symbiosis. Oliver Carter picked up the win over Primate. After a Doomsday, really great looking
finish. Oh,
that was
great.
Doomsday,
that was a really
cutter.
Cool move that Ashton Smith and Carter do, that Doomsday cutter. That's great. Mm-hmm, that was really cool. After that, we got a Stevie Turner promo. She says, hey, I've had five matches, and I got a title match against Mako, even though I lost. Now I have the blueprint of how to beat her. Mm-hmm. And so Amelia McKenzie steps up and is like, oh, you lost, and you're talking a bunch of trash. Guess what? I'm going to beat you too.
Yeah, that was good stuff. After that, we had a promo from Pretty Deadly. So they have a match coming up against the Coffey Brothers and for those tag titles. And so they cut some words there for the Coffey Brothers. I don't really remember what they said because I was staring at their amazing hair the entire time. Mm-hmm. They have beautiful hair.
They do have nice hair. After that, we had the Walter versus Ilya replay from TakeOver 36. And they would cut to Ilya sitting in front of a laptop watching the match, and he would just give his thoughts on things. But as Steve mentioned, he was pretty much a character. So
yeah, I mean, it was sort of, I don't know, I'm not going to say generic stuff, but, you know, he was like, I had one thing on my mind, and that was to channel all of my emotion. And it's like, okay, you know, I want to know story beats, like how you plan this out with Walter. That's
exactly.
More interesting. Did you call it in the ring or no? What did you do?
Exactly. Did you get your notepads out and write everything out like Macho Man and Steamboat did at WrestleMania 3?
Did you have a powwow with HBK, perhaps? You know, what did Shawn Michaels say about this? But we're never going to get that stuff.
At least not in this episode today.
Correct.
We have an episode of Impact today. Of course, we won't be watching it because they do it on YouTube now. We can't co-stream Impact anymore. We will be on Twitch tonight for the Smash Zone, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Whoa. It is going to be later. Start.
5:30
Pacific. Yeah.
Sorry. Forgot about that. 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. Thank you for correcting me. Meanwhile, over on Impact, I guess you can watch the first half hour of Impact while you wait for us to start. It's what they got for the show. Rich Swann versus Carl Anderson.
Carl Anderson's going to eat the pin there.
Seems that way.
Yeah.
Moose.
Sour boy.
Moose taking on Eddie Edwards. Yeah.
Yeah. Chris Bay versus David Finley.
Steve Macklin versus Petey Williams.
Oh, another win for Macklin.
Oh, yeah.
And then we've got Rosemary versus Tasha Steeles. So that should be a fun episode of Impact Wrestling tonight. All right, that's going to do it for us, everybody. Hopefully we'll see you in the Smash Zone later or for Numbers Don't Lie. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.